I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Japanese car makers had a great year last year in the American auto market. For the first time ever, they got more than 30% of it. That's terrific news. Unless you're an American car manufacturer, their share slipped to about 59%. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how did this come about?
Well, we're really talking about three big names here, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan, all of which had great years in terms of moving cars off the lot. Toyota saw a 10% bump in the number of cars it sold here in the U.S. They topped the 2 million unit mark for the first time. Honda's sales increased 3%, and Nissan's sales jumped a whopping 23%. I spoke with Jim Hall, an analyst for Auto Pacific, and he says really the biggest factor behind the growth is that these three are expanding U.S. production and most importantly, they're diversifying their product lines.
Going into segments they haven't gone into before, Nissan, for example, doing a full-size pickup truck, it's going to be essentially incremental business for the most part for them. Toyota did a full-size SUV a number of years ago. Toyota's also added the Scion line as an entry-level, specifically youth-marketed product. So they're just very, very aggressive in adding product.
And he points out that, you know, with 17 or so million consumers in the U.S. market, you have lots of niche buyers. So as you offer more products and more variations, you're going to have a better chance of moving more cars.
Tess, what about the incentives that the U.S. auto industry has been offering buyers? Aren't those working?
Well, apparently pricing really isn't the issue it used to be. In a lot of cases here, these Japanese vehicles are carrying a price premium. But people perceive a certain value in these cars. It may be more expensive, but they offer things people want, whether it's a higher resale value or some other facet of the car. But that's really a hard thing to quantify. If you could, of course, every other car maker would clone it. All the zero down, 0% financing, that's really how U.S. car makers are making their money right now. And they do make money, despite zero down 0%, because not everybody who walks into a showroom is going to qualify for that financing. But, of course, the advertising gets them into the showroom, and hopefully then they buy a car. So the Japanese are making money on the cars themselves. U.S. manufacturers are making more money on financing.
Well, what do they want to be? Banks or car manufacturers? What are they going to do?
Well, right now, it seems that they're doing very well as banks. But again, we really should point out that it's really those top three Japanese auto manufacturers that are doing so well here. There are other Japanese car makers that have had flat or declining sales. Mitsubishi had a 37% drop in its sales last year. And, you know, while Toyota's sold 2 million, it hasn't passed Ford. But certainly, this is a loud knock at the door. And Alex, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into the latest airfare wars.
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.